Today is Wednesday, August 12th, 2026. We are in the small courtroom for the Civil Service Commission meeting.
Present, Lori Huffman.
Mike Anderson.
Chris Macko.
Michelle Wolf.
And we have a visitor. State your name, please.
Tammy Simmons.
All right. We have first the approval of the July 8th regular meeting minutes.
I'm sorry, Jamie Eisman's here.
Oh, I'm...
It's okay. That's okay. That was my fault.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Okay, on to the minutes of July 8th. We don't have any questions or comments. We can have a motion to approve the July 8th regular meeting minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Uh-huh. Aye.
We have the financial report from January 1st to July 31st. Goodness. Good shape, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's the HR report. If we don't have any questions or concerns on that, we can have a motion to approve the budget.
Make a motion to approve the Civil Service Commission budget report. July 31st, 2026.
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye. And we also have the human resources budget for the same date, January 1st through July 31st. We can have a motion to approve that.
I'll make a motion to approve the human resources budget, January 1st to 31st.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor? Aye. And we have our classified employee list. Let's see what we have. We have our new hires. Thank you for all those emails that you send out on that. That's greatly appreciated.
Not a problem. Lots of promotions this month, too.
Yeah. Yeah, promotions noted. Wow. Okay.
Progress.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
Okay. Do we have any comments? We have reviewed it. All right. No old business. New business. We're on to the Assistant Service Director job description. Request from Jamie Eisman to approve the public notice for Assistant Service Director, which is right here. Okay.
So that will start Monday. Start accepting applications and resume accompanied by an application.
Okay.
Through September 10th.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see that.
Because of the holiday.
Right, right. Okay. Okay. Any changes in this or anything that we really need to look at that would be different or?
No, it's standard, complied with the job description that was just approved and accepted into the pay grade 7. L was approved by City Council the last session, so that's how we're able to move forward with advertising.
Great. Okay. We can have a motion to approve the public notice for Assistant Service Director.
I'll make a motion to approve the public notice.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And now we have the account clerk certified eligible list. Was certified on April 23rd without regard to passovers due to continued hiring needs, which meant suspending Rule 8, Section 2.
And I did include the spreadsheet that Michelle uses for tracking in my report to you, so you can see what that looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. Okay, we can have a motion to approve to keep the account clerk eligible list.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
And we also have the police officer certified eligible list. Request from Safety Director Iceman to remove Celeste Slater from the eligible list for not meeting the standards and minimum qualifications of the police department. We have a motion to approve that.
I'll make a motion to remove Celeste Slater from the police officer certified eligible list.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And we also have the firefighter paramedic lateral transferred certified eligible list. Request from Jamie Iceman to approve Brandon Alvarez being placed on the firefighter paramedic lateral transfer certified eligible list. Any questions about that? If not, we can have a motion to approve that.
I make a motion to approve.
We have a second.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are on to the special events coordinator applications. Okay. Well.
So with that, for the commission to consider, the job description, and as the public notice stated, is based on them having a bachelor's degree in Parks and Recreation Administration, Recreation Administration, Park Management, Physical Education, Communications, Public Relations, or related. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the one number one component. Second would be minimum 2 years in Parks and Recreation in a professional capacity or equivalent. I did have, I reviewed these just so you know, that's why Tammy is here.
Okay.
These, her and I reviewed them together, went over the applications and the resumes. If you have any questions, we do have some guidance that we could, whether if you want us to tell you and you agree, or if you want to have a discussion about each one. If it was very cut and dry, I would have supplied to you something ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Because I've done that before if it's not or
yes.
related. But you have to decide as the commission what's related for a degree and what is equivalent in terms of experience.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah, if you would like to, since you and Tammy have reviewed this, if you would like to go through and if we have any questions or comments along the way, we can stop and ask. If that's okay, is that okay with you, Chris? Okay.
Okay.
Starting with Brock Woods.
We decided Brock Woods would be qualified, yes.
Yep. That's what I had on that one.
I had the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Brock Woods as well.
And then for
Krishala,
not qualified based on not enough experience.
Right.
Not enough.
Yep. I had no on her.
That's what
yep.
I had.
Okay.
Chris?
Agree.
Yep. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Lauren Price?
Again, not enough experience.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yep. That's what I had.
Yep.
Okay.
I agree.
So far, we're all on the same page. Yep. Catherine Andrews?
We talked about not having enough experience. She had event planning in RA in college, but no professional experiences.
Okay, Because I had yes, but I had a question mark because of that.
Well, I had no and a question mark with no PR, so.
What did you have, Chris?
No.
Okay. The no's have it.
All right,
we agree. And her degree, I didn't feel was relevant.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, on to Lydia Harvey.
We said yes.
I
said yes.
I have yes with a question mark
on,
because under her degree it says HR management and the experience. What did you have, Mike?
I had a question mark. I felt that she didn't have enough Parks and Rec.
I looked at that and thought so too, because when it said that she, I think this was the one that said she had worked and did something with photography.
Yeah.
But as you look through her information, it said photography, but the management was the people, a part of the photography, and not the event itself.
Not, right.
So
right.
Then that became a question mark. But,
yes.
Right. That, yeah. I believe that's why I had
okay.
a question mark.
So,
Chris?
Yeah, I had no just because of the relevant experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Certainly a lot of HR experience. But
yes.
But that...
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, I see. She was the one that executed the weddings and all that.
Yeah, that is one Michelle and I talked about because she definitely has more HR management. She has an HR management degree.
Right.
Right.
I don't know if that's if that's related.
I did like her cover letter, though. She's planned and coordinated events,
managed
logistics, supported community and employee engagement initiatives, and worked with diverse groups of individuals to create positive experiences.
Right. I felt
coordinated weddings, corporate events.
I read that twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's why
I have yes on her.
I just have a question mark. I mean, I've read that. And
that is my only one that I am
wavering on.
Correct, because I don't, the goal is to always be consistent
right.
in terms of choices, and does the commission consider human resource management a related field to parks and recreation, communications, and public relations?
Well, I put no, because she didn't have that.
I mean, that was my feeling, too.
So,
it's a business degree, not
right.
a...
Right.
Okay.
That's what my degree's in, too, so...
Okay. Okay. Well, and right.
My
and, right. And you're yeah. right. Okay. All right. Well, and that's why I had a question mark on my yes, because I wasn't really sure. That's
the maybe column there.
Okay. Well, why don't we revisit Lydia in a minute? Let's get through the rest of them.
Lydia? Okay.
Let's go to Sean.
No, he doesn't have him. Doesn't have a degree.
He doesn't have the degree.
He's got so much experience.
He has, I know. That's what I have. He has experience, but no bachelor's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Darn it. Yes.
Yeah, he's got an associate's degree, but
not a
bachelor's. Right.
Not a bachelor's.
Right.
And all kinds of experience.
Yep. And Nicholas Culver.
So Sean is a no.
Correct.
Sean is a no. No bachelor's. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. On to Nicholas.
A not enough experience.
Yeah, yeah that's...
Not enough experience. He might have coached, but...
Right.
That's kind of not the same thing as, event planning.
Yes.
Sort of.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, a lot of good experience in other areas, but not so much there. Chris? You have, okay,
yep,
not qualified.
I also had a no.
All righty. Melissa Shirley.
Yes.
Yes, I have yes for her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's pretty cut and dry.
Yep.
Okay. And Logan Horaki.
Yes.
I have yes for him. He's got the sports.
I have a yes.
Okay. And on to Nicole. Now, I have yes for her because of the minor in park management, but I didn't really go back and look to see about, and that's a minor.
She doesn't have the experience.
But I was just going to say, I didn't go back through to see about experience.
I had no experience, and I don't believe she had the time. I have time
down
here.
Okay.
She didn't have the full 2 years.
Okay. So Nicole is not qualified. Okay. On to Megan Stoltz. I also have a question on her degree and her experience.
Yeah, we said no with mm-hmm. with the degree in psychology, and then
right.
maybe we could use a psychology degree sometimes.
Right.
And experience
right.
was not enough either.
Right. We agree on that one? Okay.
Yes.
Not qualified?
Yes.
On to Shanane Lewis. I have no for her.
I also have no.
Let me yeah. see.
Not enough
we
PR.
Said no.
Correct.
Not,
yeah.
Is the dance degree related?
Oh, yeah. That's the one with the dance. That's right. Yes.
Oh, the dance.
I'm
okay,
looking
I
at
remember.
Her now. Bachelor of Arts
twice.
In Dance. Yeah.
And not relevant experience.
Right. Right. Okay. Darn. Ashley Mendoza.
Not enough.
No. Yeah, that's what I have. I have okay on the degree, but not enough experience.
I had not enough experience and time also.
So we only have three.
Well, back to
well,
Lydia.
Four, back
oh,
to
back
Lydia.
To Lydia. Back okay.
I want to say, since we're saying no for psychology for Megan Stoltz, we should either have to be consistent with
right.
her degree of HR management.
Of HR management.
Correct.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well,
so
no.
And you put no anyway.
Yes, I did.
So and I think so did Chris.
Chris.
So
Megan
okay.
Stoltz, I had that she just didn't have enough experience. Was
right.
it a degree as well?
Specific degree and experience.
Yeah.
Okay. I have.
Right, because isn't she the one that? Yeah.
That was,
okay.
One, two, three. That's all we have.
Well,
it is what it is.
Three's better than zero.
That's true. That's true. Okay. Out of here. We can... those. Okay. That goes there. Alrighty. So let's go through and mark these one more time under number 5. So we have it, and then we can have the request to approve the applicants, okay? So we have Brock Woods, qualified. Krishala, not qualified. Lauren, not qualified. Catherine, not qualified. Lydia, not qualified. Sean, not qualified. Nicholas, not qualified. Melissa, qualified. Logan, qualified. Nicole, not qualified. Megan, not qualified. Shanane, not qualified. And Ashley, not qualified. So our applicants who are meeting the minimum qualifications are Brock Woods, Melissa Shirley, and Logan Horkey. Can we have a request to approve those applicants, or a motion to approve those applicants meeting the minimum qualifications?
I'll make a motion to approve those applicants.
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye. And our applicants not meeting the minimum qualifications: Krishala Osti, Lauren Price, Catherine Andrews, Lydia Harvey, Sean Craig, Nicholas Culver, Nicole Brustowski, Megan Stoltz, Shanane Lewis, and Ashley Mendoza. Could we have a motion to approve the applicants as mentioned not meeting the minimum qualifications?
I'll make a motion to approve the applicants not meeting the minimum qualifications.
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye. Okay. Great. All righty. We're on to personal updates of our promotions, which we saw on the list, which is great. No probationary periods. And then we have some new hires, which is good. We have any comments on any of those?
Richardson, is she a returner?
No.
Okay, I was thinking she held
the
job.
She was on, her name sounds familiar because she actually was on another list.
Okay.
Oh.
All right, that's probably why.
There
yeah.
you go.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay.
Good memory.
Yeah. All right. We are on to staff reports.
Yes, thank you. I emailed you already my report, so I won't go over the number, but I did provide the personnel activity. This is a new format that I wanted to try. I should have done this sooner, but better late than never. So if there's something more through this as I start doing this that you would like to see in the report, please let me know. This was me trying to think of how could I give you a big overshot of everything we do without, you know, kind of looking back at the last month. If you look at the things that I reported and the things that Michelle reports, because what you see here in your worksheet, that's more of like Michelle doing the civil service component requirements because
right.
we are required to notify you of those things. My numbers will not match Michelle's because I'm giving you the entire city for classified and unclassified. So
right.
the numbers won't match. We're doing great filling-wise and keeping track of where we are with recruitment and vacancies. In terms of, I wanted you to see for FMLA, again, that's something that Michelle is, it's a daily, I'm not sure if you're aware of how the high utilization we have for FMLA. So to already have 37 employees out of a possible 225 full-time that can, that's a rough number, how many
yeah.
currently,
yeah.
And it's only August.
Right.
So
wow.
It's a lot for her to keep track of, especially since we do calendar look back, no, I'm sorry, event look back. We don't go calendar year. We go by date of request. So Michelle created a spreadsheet. She tracks it from incident for that person back to a look back for the last year. So that was new. She's done great with creating a spreadsheet. She coincides that with reports from finance so that ours match with what they supply us.
Okay.
So.
Also, thanks for all that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Workers' comp and FMLA is, I'm sorry I'm speaking for you, but that's
just
a huge part of her job.
Yeah.
So moving on to workers' comp, knock on wood, we are doing great in terms of how our claims used to be. We're doing great because we get our injuries reported on time, and Michelle does a good job with having monthly meetings. I don't even know if you're aware of that. Maybe that's something next time we could talk about, like share what your topics are that you do for the year. So she does have monthly meetings.
Okay.
And then each department comes and they share that with the rest of their department. And then I wanted you to know we're doing training and development. Also have an update on where you're at so you can kind of get a catch all of where all our lists are in terms of when they were activated and when they're set to expire.
Yes, I appreciate it. That was really helpful.
Yeah.
Then for the last thing, I touched on everything except for just, again, I put in my notes that Kevin Gluger did file an appeal in the Court of Common Pleas. I have already spoke to the attorney that we'll be working with representing that and supplied the documentation. So I will keep you posted on where we'll go from there. But
okay.
We have it covered on our end.
Yeah. Okay, great. All right, Miss Michelle, anything you would like to?
Besides, you know, everything that Jamie just mentioned, I've been working on the health fair and getting invites out to the vendors. So far, I believe we have 15, possibly 16 vendors coming. And I have a couple more to reach out to.
Okay.
I was trying to be a little more selective this year. We've had a lot of financial in the past couple years, and I'm trying to move away from that into a different role a little more.
Okay.
But it's coming together nicely as far as that part goes. And next we'll be doing, in regards to that, next I'll be doing donations for prizes for the employees and requesting those. That's about it on that part. And our seasonals are starting to end at
yes.
this point, so we'll have to transition them out. And then, so that's another just portion that we've been working on. And that might be it for now.
Okay.
Thank you.
been busy.
Alrighty. And just a reminder on the police chief written examination, which will be held Saturday, August 22nd at 10 a.m. at the library, and that downstairs, that's downstairs, right? The Spillette meeting room.
Yeah. MCA. Yes, I would have showed up, bro.
Oh.
I had it at the YMCA. I got it on my calendar.
Yes, at the library.
Okay.
Who's attending that one?
So I'm assuming, I mean, I can go.
I cannot.
We kind of figured maybe not.
Well, it's Saturday, but.
Right.
When we're off the recording, I'll explain why.
Okay. But you'll.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm glad she put it on here.
So we'll be there.
I have YMCA, and just because I guess we always go there.
Mm-hmm.
I will change it.
All right. We'll be there. How many do we have for that? Do we know?
Three.
Okay. All righty. Anything else for the good of the group? If not, we can have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor? Aye. And it is
6:27 p.m.
Woohoo.
We did it.